I want to credit my guy. This dude, again, I don't know how or what he's doing. Capital Paparazzi at Brandon Todd DC. It appears that he just hangs out at Dulles and like get every sort of famous person walking around. He talks to him. He got video of JJ McCarthy and Drake May headed to the airport in an Uber. And perhaps more interestingly, he actually talked to Ron Rivera. This is Capital Paparazzi interviewing Rivera at Dulles.
Coach Ron, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I just got to ask you. So, Jaden Daniels came through yesterday.
Oh, right on.
Coach, the new coach, Quinn, and the GM, Peters,
right. They
picked him up.
Okay.
So, everybody else, May and others, were picked up in a generic SUV.
Okay.
Do you think that speaks any volume that he may or may not be the pick?
Not necessarily. Be careful, you're going to hit a sign right there. Not necessarily.
I mean, in the era when you were there, is that something that you guys would do? Or?
Well, I mean, this depends on your availability, too.
Because I posted that on Twitter yesterday.
Right.
And has almost 500,000 views.
Yeah, but it just depends on their availability. They could have been traveling. They could have been somewhere else, and it just so happens. Maybe they were
so
available.
You think that means absolutely nothing?
I wouldn't look into anything.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Right. I'm going to just say this. Dude got everybody. He been running back and forth because that breathing right there tells you the story. He was tired, you know, but hey, man, sometimes you find out. Look, these guys find out all kind of things, man. When something is flying, when somebody going through and that.
I saw the same guy on Twitter. He kind of like creeped Michael Penix out because he was just recording him and Mike was just walking, but he was looking like.
I expected, like, what the hell are you doing,
what are you
dude?
Doing? That's what the look was.
The thing of it is, like.
I think he's lucky Ron was so polite.
Yeah, but, like, listen, bro. I understand that you want to do some things. But ask somebody a question sometimes. Like, do you mind if I? You know, because you.
Always ask
just like,
first.
Just like Stallion with his dumb ass. Trying to take a picture of a guy in a dim light bar. And the flash goes off. If you had probably said, can I get a picture with you? He'd probably say yes. But then you take the picture like you're so cool and the flash goes off. I'm sitting at the bar and the guy was filming. And I'm like, dude, all you have to do is ask me.
Right.
Then he turns it off. So now I'm staring at him the whole day like you won't get the rest of it. You know what I mean? So it's like, come on. I always thought if I'm on the phone with you, I got to say, can I record you?
Right.
I always thought if I took a picture of you, I had to ask to do it. Why the hell are people allowed to do this now?
You know what's funny is I think this is so commonplace in New York and L.A., and I think it's so commonplace for celebrities, but I think, and yo, this dude has clearly carved out a niche, and obviously it's legal. He's doing it at Dulles where there's a billion cops and security people
walking
around.
Is it legal or just people don't complain about it And I think, let's be real.
I don't know. That's a
authorities today, they will tell you straight up, don't call us about that because it's not serious enough. If you have a fender bender, what they say, y'all need to exchange insurance cards, they won't even show up to some things. So is it illegal or not?
That's a fair question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought Ron handled that great. I think Ron is right. This could all be a smokescreen. I just think it's amazing that I am sure when senators and Congress people and Supreme Court justices, whoever, like go out for dinner in the city, that there are like there's some level of political paparazzi following them around. I just think it's hysterical that my man is working Dulles and just getting videos of everybody. Now's the right time for it.
If you listen to us, can we see how many steps you have today? Because I know he's running back and forth if he got to try to find everybody.
Well, my guess is Ron is just flying to or from California or something. Wherever he's going. It's interesting. The dude does have the video, like I'm looking at it, of Drake May and JJ McCarthy sharing an Uber to the airport.
What if Drake May basically just said, hey, we'll ride together? And it's like,
I think we're reading too much into some of this.
Yeah, I think we are. I just think that what it is, if I'm
people
there,
got mad at me when I said, "Yo, Mariota might mean something for the quarterback," yeah. And now we're reading a lot into who's sharing Ubers to the airport.
Because like, if I was sitting there, let's say I came into it and it was somebody I was cool with, I'm like, "Yo, man, let's go to the airport together."